The US election is just 100 days away, and in some states there's a concerted effort to lock many Americans out of the ballot box. For the first time in a presidential election, 15 American states will have new voting restrictions which make it harder to vote, particularly for African Americans and members of other racial minority groups. The new laws, for instance, restrict voting to very strict photo ID requirements. Supporters of the reforms say they're necessary to combat voter fraud. Opponents say they discriminate against African American and Latino voters, and those are the voters more likely to back in Hillary Clinton over Donald Trump. The voting restriction changes are now being challenged in courts around the country. Kristen Clark is president of the Lawyers Committee for Civil Rights Under Law, which is a leading voting rights advocacy group. She joins us from Washington, D.C. Kristen, welcome to RN Breakfast.
Oh, thank you for having me.
Tell us about these voting restrictions. What are they? What's the most significant of them?
You know, over the last few years, we have seen a number of states across the country take steps to make voting more difficult. In the state of Texas, we saw officials move forward with a strict photo ID requirement for voters. There were only certain forms of ID that were acceptable under the law: driver's licenses, passports, a conceal and carry permit for those who possess guns. Other forms of ID were not acceptable, student IDs being among them. A court just 2 weeks ago found that Texas's law had a discriminatory effect on minority voters who were more likely to be without the qualifying forms of ID.
This is an issue that arises not just in American elections, but other jurisdictions too. And as you try to get integrity into a voting system, as you try to cut down on fraud and rorting, there do need to be some rules around this, don't they?
There do need to be rules, but what we know is that vote fraud is essentially non-existent in the United States. There's been no substantial evidence that shows that there are people out seeking to impersonate other voters or seeking to turn the tide in elections. But what we do know is that there are thousands of people who are impacted by these restrictions. In Texas, there were 600,000 registered voters who were without qualifying ID under their law.
So Texas brought in the law, even though it knew that 600,000 registered voters could not meet that photo ID benchmark.
That's right. That's correct. And a disproportionate number of those people were African Americans and Latinos, students, the elderly, poor people who simply don't drive and don't fly and were without the qualifying forms of ID.
So how many states, let's step back a bit, how many states have introduced voting restrictions?
There are approximately 17 states across the country that introduce laws to make voting more difficult. And there's been a lot of activity in the courts. We're starting to see some success with those cases, courts that are striking these laws down because of the discriminatory effect that they have on certain voters. And there is still litigation pending. So there is a lot that remains hanging in the balance as we approach the November election cycle.
Okay, so as I understand it, in the past 2 weeks, a series of court rulings have struck down voting restrictions in North Carolina, Wisconsin, Kansas, and Texas. How many does that leave states with voting restrictions? And is it fair to characterize this as these voting restrictions in place in mainly Republican-controlled states or wholly Republican-controlled states?
There are approximately a dozen more states with restrictions on the books. There's still some pending litigation out there, and many advocates who are working hard to encourage officials to reverse those laws and take steps that will make voting more easier. You know, we don't pay attention to the partisan piece of this debate. For us, it is about making sure that all eligible Americans, all citizens, are able to freely participate in the political process, regardless of who they vote for or their partisan affiliation.
So you say you don't pay attention to the partisan element of this debate, but isn't that the point of it? I mean, some believe that this is what it's about. They say this is the Republican states bringing in these voter restrictions to try and shore up their election prospects by disenfranchising big blocks of voters who would normally vote Democrat. In some states, could these voter restrictions make the difference? Are the voting counts that close?
These rules certainly lock out eligible voters, and where you have elections that are hotly contested and closely divided, these rules can certainly impact the outcome of elections. What we strive for is a democracy in which everyone can participate. We know that the United States, compared to other countries, ranks at the low end of the scale when it comes to voter turnout and participation, and that's something we want to change. We want to level the playing field so that everyone can freely vote and participate.
Beyond the restrictions over ID, what's another of the major elements of the voter restrictions?
In North Carolina, we saw that state cut early voting hours. They eliminated pre-registration opportunities for 16 and 17-year-olds. And there the court found that the law not only had a discriminatory effect, but that it was clearly adopted with a discriminatory purpose. Early voting in North Carolina is something that African Americans had historically turned out and voted in early voting at historic and record numbers.
Why?
And the court found there that they cut early voting almost with surgical precision with the goal of locking out black voters.
Right. Why is it that the black voters take such use of early voting?
In North Carolina, there were just advocates who mobilized to really turn out the vote among African Americans.
Kristen, just finally, Donald Trump, he's been fanning the flames of voting fraud. He says if he loses in November, it will be because security is lax at the polling stations. But you just told us that voter fraud has never been an issue.
That's right. Vote fraud and vote integrity are the reasons that people proffer for these efforts. But what we know is that voter suppression is all about keeping certain voters at home and you know, making it more difficult for certain voters, black, Latino, poor, elderly, the students, making it more difficult for certain kinds of voters to participate. So we see through those thinly veiled justifications that are put forth by officials for these voter suppression efforts.
Kristen Clark, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
Kristen Clark is the president of the Lawyers Committee for Civil Rights Under Law in Washington, D.C., talking about this voter restriction. Seems to be a very live issue in the United States. Already those three or four states have had court rulings against the restrictions. 12 more states have restrictions in place, but over the next couple of weeks, it's expected that court rulings may strike down many of those too.